You thought you killed me. Freddy Krueger will never die. I'm closer than you think. Just a phone call away. Dial this number and prepare to be scared. And I'm always around, everywhere. So dial this number now, if you dare. Join the Freddy Fan Club. Freddy Krueger has a special message just for you.
$1.50 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
Oh boy, we are here and it is time for some Freddy's Nightmares content, but this is a little bit outside of that purview.
Yeah, just a little bit.
We're expanding out a little bit because we're so excited about heading into season two of Freddy's Nightmares. We want to build up the anticipation a little bit. So I am Enrique Couto here with my co-host Double D, Louis DeNoyer.
Hello.
And we are here with you. And if you are watching us on Patreon, we appreciate you. I mean, Dave doesn't. He's not even paying attention. But I appreciate you. And those who don't know, if you go to freddysnightmares.com and click on Patreon, if you sign up for the $3 tier or higher, most of these shows are now on video.
You can watch us. Do all the
it's
fun
true.
Stuff.
And you can even see that I forgot to center the camera before we recorded. So Dave's a little off center, but that's nothing new for you, right?
Fine.
I mean, that's totally
fine.
Normal for you. But what I like about being able to see everything mm-hmm. is I can do things like, hey, there's Dave, but there's also my middle finger. Anyway.
That's fair.
But no, so what we have for you today, I'm sure you saw the title.
Yes.
But this is something that we actually talked about doing the moment we started doing the show.
That we did.
Because for those who have been listening for a while, you know that there are only 44 episodes of Freddy's Nightmares. Or 88 if you 88 split them into the half an hour.
Yeah.
But so a lot of you know that already. So we'd always knew we were going to do some interviews, hopefully, although we've gotten better interviews than ever, which, by the way, thank you to everybody who listened to Jeff Freilich last week.
Yeah.
Last two weeks. Phenomenal interview. If you've not listened to that yet, you need to go back and listen to Jeff Freilich. He was the showrunner on the first season of Freddy's Nightmares, and he has the most knowledge of Freddy's Nightmares of anybody.
Details you can only get on our podcast.
No, like for real, until they get added to Wikipedia.
That's
and
true
we're
too.
The source. No, when I was editing that show together, I had a moment where I was like, oh my God, this is my greatest contribution to fandom.
I feel that.
Like ever. Like I've never added so much to the fandom conversation.
Yeah.
In my entire life.
No, I mean, it was both a pleasure to just have him on the show, but then just to be as open as he was about, I mean, everything that we had. I mean, from both just the creation of the show, the ideas that came about, like we said, if you haven't listened to it yet, you're missing out. It's definitely something to look into because we had a great time with him and he was a great speaker.
So, and speaking of great times,
yes,
we wanted to do something fun. We have a few of these planned. I think we're going to probably go into start season one next week, probably.
Season two, yeah.
Or season two, sorry.
Yep. But we're doing season one again. Surprise!
We're doing it again, mother effers, mother humpers. Anyway, that was just a quick one.
Yeah. Thought he was here. Oh, God.
Oh, no. No, oh, he'll be here, though. So we're going to listen to what you saw at the beginning or heard at the beginning, Freddy Krueger's 1-900 number. Because in the 90s in particular, I think this was the 90s, maybe this was the 80s.
They showed a lot of clips from 3 and 4, which was like tail end of the 80s. So
yeah, the tail end. 1-900-909-FRED. We found it because somebody was kind enough, a place called Groovy Movies and Movie and Video Game TV Spots both shared a 44-minute recording of Freddy doing his 1-900 call. And so for those who were not alive then, it's important to keep in mind that 900 numbers were a massive part of the landscape.
Big time.
And I mean, I was a professional wrestling fan, and I will never forget Mean Gene saying 1-900-909-9900, $1.55 for the first minute, $1 for each additional minute. Kids, get your parents' permission, but call right now.
Always gotta get your parents' permission.
Oh, get your parents' permission, but also don't.
Yeah, call right
it's
now.
It's fine. Call right now. And so, yeah. So That being said, those were mostly pre-recorded. They were not now, because a lot of you are probably sitting here thinking, oh, a 900 number. Well, not quite. These were different. This was Freddie apparently telling a story.
Yeah.
And I have not listened to this in its entirety. I skimmed it when it first, because when it first dropped, people were like, oh my God, you know, we've got this thing going. We got Freddy Krueger back talking. We got this thing about Freddy. So we're going to sit down.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to listen to it and comment as we go. And this is completely new to us, which it's funny because, like, as I said, it's like, so this is going to be wild and different. Also, usually when you listen to the show, I sat down and wrote all of my jokes ahead of time.
And I wrote the summary, so yeah.
Yeah, so Dave did absolutely nothing, and I did slightly more than nothing.
I'm just here.
I barely.
Barely.
So.
Like a fart in the wind.
But before we move into that, I want to take a moment to say thank you all so much. Chicano, my dog, he's been dealing with cancer and chemotherapy treatments, and he has finally finished his chemo, 8 doses.
That's a lot.
Well, I mean, that is the normal amount. Normal
dose, yeah, I know. But, but I mean, just, yeah, it's just a lot.
It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to manage, but he's done.
That's good.
And I'm so glad. I'm so thankful. Cost $8,500. That doesn't include the surgeries last year. That's just
the chemo.
Just on the chemotherapy. Well, and checkups and stuff. If anybody's wondering, A single dosage of vinblastine, which is the type of chemotherapeutic drug that Chicano's getting, it's about $270 per dose, but then you need all of the medical staff assisting and the oncologist doing an exam, and you have to do blood work before each one to make sure they're healthy enough, because sometimes they lose a bunch of red blood or white blood cells, and then all of a sudden they're like, ah, we might not want to give him chemo this week. He handled chemo like a champ. He really did. And he's a damn good boy. But I just want to thank everybody who has went to helpchicano.com and contributed to our fundraiser to pay off his medical debts. We've actually reached, between this audience and my weekly spooky audience, and of course friends and family and stuff like that, we've reached $4,100 and some, so almost
half.
That's
great.
That's awesome. I can't tell you, because when people would say, hey, is there anything we can do to help? It's like, well, all I'm doing is ordering takeout and sitting with my dog.
And then making sure they're taking care of
him. And making sure he's all good. So as mercenary as it sounds, literally, if you want to help, the best thing you can do is even throw $5.
Yeah. Shekels in the hat.
It just really is.
Throw some shekels in the hat.
Oh, man. He's using the term shekels. So anyway, Dave, do you have anything you want to say before we get into this?
I guess my only contribution to 900 numbers is that I was at the tail end age where we had like the Nickelodeon numbers and stuff like that. But like as far as like other personalities go, I can't remember a lot of them. But like having grown up in the VHS era, I remember like you can call the Power Rangers hotline.
You grew up in the tail end of the VHS, era.
I had a VHS collection. All right,
I'm sure you did. I'm just saying, like you're like I grew up in the VHS era. It's like okay, because DVD started when I was 11.
We got a DVD player when I was 2007, like 6 or 7, maybe 7.
Yeah, that
8.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got a DVD player when I was 13 or 14.
Yeah,
actually, well, I didn't get a DVD player. Have I told you the story?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I got a computer with a DVD drive.
Yeah, DVD drive.
And then for Christmas, this is how shit worked back in those days. For Christmas, my mother got me a program that could play DVDs if you had a DVD drive, which used to be a thing.
Yeah.
Power DVD or whatever.
Power DVD.
You would pay $50. And then you could watch the movies. Now it's just, you just can. If you're lucky enough to even have a disc drive, you could just watch whatever.
Yeah.
But back then it was a big deal. And I'll never forget, I went out and
Sleepaway Camp, right?
Was the first thing I watched. No.
No?
That was the first thing I bought on DVD
okay.
to watch.
Okay.
And it was a blind view.
Yeah.
Like I had never seen Sleepaway Camp at that point. But no, the first thing I did was I went straight to Blockbuster Video. and I rented Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And I had never seen definition like that.
Yeah.
So I was literally startled.
Well, I remember the first time I saw Halloween on Blu-ray, which was the first release that Anchor Bay did of it. The first shot that I remember like seeing for the first time was when Jamie Lee Curtis stabs Michael at that first time behind the couch and he goes down. And there's that shot of him laying behind the couch that I swear you could never see on any of the VHS tapes or anything like that. Until I saw that Blu-ray, that was like the first time I remember actually seeing that shot of him passed out behind the couch.
Which that just reminded me how excited I am to watch my 4K of Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, I saw
the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because every format I've watched it on looks different.
It's better in a sense, yeah.
His big red scar wasn't on the VHS I rented, because it was just color timed out.
Franklin's death, you never saw blood. And then recently when Dark Sky did that 4K, or the 4K transfer on that Blu-ray, you saw the blood spurts. Well,
but it's not like it was a lot of blood. It was like waking up on a dry day and sneezing, you know? Like, but anyway, but what were you even talking about?
Okay, so getting back to what I was saying. 900 numbers, like, I caught the tail end of them and I never really got to experience them, but thanks to like things like YouTube and, you know, people that go back and do retrospectives on them, they were such a huge part the late 80s into early 90s that I had no idea until like I saw all these researches that people had done on them.
Well, you know, in World Championship Wrestling, Mean Gene Okerlund got a percentage of earnings from the WCW hotline, and that is why he pushed it so hard.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. So anyway, we're going to start playing this. It is 44 minutes long. So it's as long as an episode of Freddy's Nightmares.
Yeah, here we go.
And I don't know if this is all one story or if this is a bunch of different ones. I think it might be a bunch of different ones.
I think it is too.
But we're going to listen to it. We're going to comment. And we hope that you listening to this or watching. Well, if you're watching this, you're just going to watch us listen to it.
It reacts.
It's worth $3 a month. Sign up, please, for the love of God.
Exactly.
So here we go. Talk to Freddy at 1-900-909-FRED. Kids, call in.
It's time for another of Freddy Krueger's favorite bedtime stories. And this one's a dream. My kind of dream. The kind you don't wake up from. So listen.
Having a nightmare. I couldn't remember who I was, where I'd been. Suddenly I was just here.
They're not read by Freddy.
No, they're not.
And then I noticed the creaking wood. I was inside a ship of some kind, a hideous slave galley, miles long, filled with row upon row of heaving bodies, and I was one of them, naked, sweating, bound in heavy chains.
I'm listening.
And endlessly to a slow, agonizing beat. A warder walked among us, tall and terrible, faceless beneath a hooded face.
God.
So this is slaves getting whipped?
Yes. And chained.
So I just want to point out that I assumed stupidly that Freddy would be reading the stories.
Yeah.
Which is not the case.
Not the case at all.
I mean, that's okay.
No,
I can live with it. But Freddy's not reading the stories so much as he intros them. So this is like more Freddy's Nightmares in a way.
So we're talking about $2 for the first minute, and then 35 cents after, correct?
For each additional minute, which was a bargain back in the day. Although $2 is a lot for the first minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious. I'm like, so is this story, when all is said and done, going to cost you like $10, $15, $20,
which in adjusted for inflation is $1.8 million in today's money. Let's see where we go.
But
so far we're on a slave ship.
Yes,
which I was just thinking that the one thing missing from the Freddy canon was slavery. This is amazing. Somebody recorded this when they were a kid, probably on a Radio Shack tape recorder.
Yep.
My hands, then the police, the bullets, a sudden burst of pain in my chest. And was this some sort of prison? I looked over at the slave man, and in horror, I saw that his skin was whole again, and he was rowing. His hollow eyes resigned to an eternity of unrelenting.
The sound effects sell it.
Yes, I was in prison, but with no windows, no bars, no escape. Sailing the seas of my very own hell forever and ever and ever.
So these are just straight up bedtime stories. Like they're not Freddy related at all. They're not even nightmare related.
I'm curious if he comes back at the end and is like, wasn't that a great story?
He just comes back. He's like, hey, thanks. Like,
There we go.
Wait. Freddy just said it sounds like one hell of a pleasure cruise. So Freddy, pro slavery.
Yes.
That has become very clear. Well, he's already a child murderer and molester.
Yeah, I was going to say, nothing shocking
there.
So
people are like, oh, but you can't say Freddy's racist. It's like, you're right. Like, you can murder them, but you can't say the wrong words. Okay, so...
Oh, so that's it.
So that was only 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Missed the beginning of my story? And hang on, because it's coming around again.
This is the greatest business model ever.
Yeah.
Because if you successfully fall asleep to his bedtime stories, loop for eternity.
Oh, God. And that phone bill.
Yes, that is the idea.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that is the idea. I would love to find out who was behind this, because it seems like they just found some short fiction, but that was really short fiction. Well, I was expecting it to be a little bit longer.
And I'm curious too, if it was like a story a day, like if it was like one recorded
for the day.
I'm sure it updates
every day or two.
Yeah.
So I feel like Hotline's always updated every day.
Yeah.
But, so that was just a slave ship story, yep, but a brief one. Yeah. I mean, just like, and I realized I was on a slave ship, and then Freddy's like, oh, slavery's pretty good.
Oh, no.
Late one night in the rustic backwoods of Tennessee, A young couple lay huddled and out of breath among the thick weeds of an open field.
Do you think he's gone?
Of course he's gone, Michael. He just wanted to scare us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With a chainsaw? I'd say that's overdoing it, Linda.
Chainsaw?
I ran him off the road. He's probably just a local farmer. For all he knows, we could have been trying to kill him.
Oh, I didn't mean to. He was the one hogging up the whole road with his damn pickup truck. I just wanted to pass him. How did I know the road was going to curve like that? Anyway, I'm the one who got the flat tire trying to stop.
Maybe we should go find him in a park.
This sounds like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Are you nuts? The dumb Okie came at us with a chainsaw, for Christ's sakes. And did you hear that creepy laugh of his? I'm telling you, Linda, there's something about being way out in the country that brings out the wacko in people.
Come on, Michael. You've seen too many horror movies. Just relax.
What was that?
What?
I thought I heard something.
This is like in Texas Chainsaw 2 when they play the audio back of the guys getting murdered.
God. I love that. What I've always loved about that is just like, not to mention the FCC violations you get.
Oh, of course.
For that. But also it was just like, oh, well, you loved it last hour, so here it is again. Those two people that died on the air.
OLG.
That the keys were still in the ignition. He glanced over his shoulder as his feet hit the pavement. No sign of that madman or his chainsaw.
I love this.
This is fun. Yeah, yeah.
The door blew open.
So hold on. And I apologize. The audio quality is what it is.
Yeah.
We're so lucky this exists in any way. But I want to put out an open call to Bob Shea. Bob, I know you're no longer in charge of any element of New Line or anything like that anymore, but you fucked up, Bob, because with all of the things, with the lunchboxes, the television series, all of the ways that you monetized Freddy Krueger, where was the Freddy Krueger radio hour?
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been something.
You could have just licensed like 100... you know, old Ray Bradbury stories and stuff, and then opened it with, you know, hey, kids, here's a story that'll give you a nightmare. And then it's just like, you know, it just becomes like, it's just like an old Rod Serling story
theater,
or something.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. That, because, you know, do you remember Tales from the Crypt, the Seeing Ear Theater?
Yes.
Which was, I mean, I think they only did a few episodes.
You've got one of those, don't you?
I have them, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I do. But I, as I'm listening to this, I'm like, why wasn't there a Freddy Krueger radio hour?
Yeah.
And what a great title.
No kidding.
Welcome to my nightmare.
I mean, I'm honestly surprised we didn't get a Freddy Krueger children's cartoon until you realize, you know, who Freddy is. Because, like, Tales from the Crypt Keeper.
Well, there's two children's shows that developed from the Crypt Keeper. Yeah. Tales from the Crypt Keeper, and then what was the other one? That was, like, Crypt Keeper's... It was a game show.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, you're worthless.
But no, but yeah, like, it's just... It kind of feels... Like, you could honestly see Freddy being a children's cartoon character until you think about it a little too hard.
I don't recommend thinking about anything.
Now that's what I call a ripping yarn. Tomorrow, or I'll give that guy with a friendly laugh your address.
I'll give the guy with the friendly laugh your address. So we're discovering that every day there's a new Freddy story.
Yeah.
This is clearly aimed at kids.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to be negative. It's clearly aimed at kids, but it's clearly, it's pretty child friendly. Yeah, well, I mean, scary.
And
but,
it's short too. Yeah. I mean, the 2 minutes are, yeah, so the 2 minutes.
You're going to end up spending no more than like $3
yeah.
at most on listening to Freddy tell stories.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm actually kind of, I thought this would be more shameless. I thought it'd be like, hey, kids, do you like nightmares? And then you just hear in the background Bob Shea going, slower, Robert. Slower.
I think honestly what's surprised me the most by this so far is that it's got a format to it that is not what you expected in regards to the way the stories are, because like you said, like we were expecting Freddy to tell the stories, but the sound effects, the voice acting. Yeah. It's all really
and
good.
He's got the puns. He's got the puns.
It's kind of like Freddy's Nightmares.
I cut to black. Nobody noticed.
Yeah,
so let's keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
If you have not heard this entire message, please hold on. It will repeat.
At half speed.
There's always fear when Freddy's here.
Oh, he's right.
You got a lot of guts calling me again. And I'm going to spill them all over your bedroom floor if you don't make it through today.
Yes. Hey-o.
In a desolate warehouse on the edge of town.
Ooh.
A lone figure steps cautiously into
they're
the
so brief, though. Yeah. They're 2 minutes.
Colin Crane.
Colin?
I wonder
Colin,
who wrote these.
I guess I'm curious about, too.
Colin, is that you? I can hardly see you in this light.
Go away, Robert.
Colin, you've got to listen to me.
Go
You're
away, Robert.
You're a desperately sick man, Colin. Glandular cancer is nothing to play with. You've got to give up this idea of curing yourself. There's no time left to test that new serum of yours.
But it works, Robert.
What?
The serum, it works.
Good God, man, you didn't test it on yourself.
They're not related to Springwood or anything.
No,
they're
no,
just
no, these
stories,
are,
yeah.
Into my neck. You wouldn't believe how quickly it worked.
Robert, my back, my neck, my... Anyway.
Restructured the whole gland. In 6 hours, the cancer was gone. But there was one small side effect.
Small
Colin, I
dick.
Can't believe it, you...
Tiny Peter syndrome.
Oh, my God.
Robert looked up in horror as a grotesque towering figure lumbered toward him out of the shadows.
Yes, Robert. It changed me. My senses are on fire. Hungry for new stimuli. I'm feeding on every color I see. Every sound I hear.
Color and sound?
Around me.
Colin, listen to me. You've got to get some help. You've got to get some help.
Oh, God.
Colin! Put me down! You're choking me!
Yes, Robert. It's all coming clear to me. I need something new to satisfy my senses. I need something new to fulfill this terrible
blood.
Hunger. I need you, Robert.
Aw, it's romantic.
Oh, my God! Colin!
Oh, God.
Remember, call me back tomorrow, or I might get hungry for you.
Okay, so let's dissect.
Yes, please.
So we have a sick guy that comes back to his buddy, and he's like, you know, I had cancer, but I took the medicine.
I took the serum, Robert.
I took the serum, and now I realize that I need you, and now you're dead.
And now I realized I need
you.
You.
These are interesting. These like because I'm a sucker for old radio stories. Like,
oh dear,
I've got a cassette tape collection of suspense stories from like the 30s and 40s, and they're so much fun to listen to just because of the production in regards to both the sound effects they do, the voice acting they do, and the stories that they present. So this is like I love this.
I just want to make an update. It would be the serum worked, Robert, and now I need you to get me unstuck from this washing machine. There's, you know, there are still listeners of the show who claim they don't know what that sound is, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure you don't. Sure you don't.
No idea.
Sure
no
you
idea.
Don't. Did you watch the Netflix doc about Pornhub?
I have not yet. It's in my queue.
Ah, sure, sure. Okay. next story.
Here we go.
If you have missed any of this message, it will repeat.
Well, it's gotten a lot less personal. Now it's just, there's so much laughing, Freddy.
He could
make it to today's story. Listen. It's late in the evening and you're standing on a remote beach in the West Indies digging for a
The West Indies.
A week ago when you met Charlie Perkins in the hotel bar, you thought he was just another nut with a phony treasure map.
And sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
There was an old pirate's treasure buried somewhere on the island. And legend.
Now we got pirate's treasure.
Well, that's always blood money.
So no one could reveal its location.
Yep.
There was even supposed to be a blood money. Because of its murder.
What now?
Blood money.
Why do you keep saying blood money?
Because any time you have pirate's gold, everybody will kill each other for
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
But regardless of the myth, everything you discovered pointed to the treasure being very real. So maybe good old Charlie wasn't a nut after all. Just a friendly, drunken soul who wanted someone to share the work.
Just like David, friendly, drunken soul.
So one night you killed Charlie, snuck up on him in his sleep, and smashed his head in with a shovel.
Yep.
Sounds like me.
Chopped his body and buried it in the sand. And now you're digging. The golden light of sunset burns your face as you cut into the wet sand. Suddenly your shovel clanks against metal. The chest. Charlie was right. Chuckling with greed, you open the heavy man lid still inside. But your eyes widen with horror as you see Charlie's bloody head staring up at you, laughing. And then suddenly the lid slams down across your neck.
Oh.
Well, two heads are better than one.
Two heads are better than one.
More terror awaits you when you call me back tomorrow.
You know, I didn't realize how much Freddy sounds like a swashbuckler until you heard his voice after the pirate voice.
A little bit.
This made me wonder, are there other...
Bless you.
You were supposed to cover for me.
Well, I said bless you.
No, you were supposed to yell like a racial slur over my sneeze so no one noticed.
There we go.
That would have covered
That's
my tracks.
That's the way to go about it.
Now I'm curious. I bet you there were scary story 900 numbers that weren't Freddy. 1-900 number... So I'm just searching scary story. Oh my gosh.
Oh, there's a lot.
Scary stories 1-900.
1988.
88, yeah. I want to know how much it cost. $2 for the same price.
I feel like we've seen this ad.
Story, that is.
Is it scary?
No.
Was this Curse commercials?
Probably.
Yeah.
Your leg.
Give me a break. You sound like you're gargling.
All your favorite monster now.
They're like monster masks and stuff.
Ask mom or dad first.
Bubble.
But it's the exact same price, $2.35 a minute. I would have assumed it'd be a little bit more because of the...
1600. $2 the first minute plus 35 cents thereafter.
I want the 900 number where you call and just Michael Myers breathes for 2 minutes and then it repeats.
Nah, those kinds of calls find you. Anyway, no, I'm just now it's making me wonder, maybe there was like a factory for doing this kind of stuff.
Very well could have been. Yeah.
And they were like, OK, so now we need Robert Englund to do like 10 things because that two heads are better than one line didn't actually make that much sense.
No, it did not. I mean, there's two heads in a case. Now,
two
I guess.
Coins in a fountain thrown by two. Okay.
What's the matter? Missed the beginning of my story.
Well, you could come back later. Come back later. Right now, I'm taking a dump.
Freddy's home. Hey, you. You know what bugs me? Kids always thinking that mommy and daddy are going to save them from Freddy.
No, they won't.
No, they don't.
They almost never do.
Nope. No, they don't.
Sometimes.
I don't think there's ever been a successful Springwood parent.
No.
Ran into his house carrying a strange golden box under his arm. He found his parents sitting quietly in the living room reading the newspaper.
Mom, Dad, look what I found buried in the backyard under the old elm tree.
What you got there, slugger?
What do you think it is, Doctor?
I don't know, Elaine. It's like...
What do you got there, slugger?
It's like a monkey's paw.
A monkey's father?
A monkey's paw.
A monkey's paw.
safety deposit box, but I've never seen one like this before. It almost looks medieval.
Now, well, Billy, it says Alaskan expedition.
About not seeing a plane thing from the ground.
I bet it's worth a lot of money, Dad.
Yeah.
Solid gold inside.
I don't know, Roger. It might belong to somebody.
Well, I don't see any harm in opening it, darling.
Oh, I do.
There's always harm.
His parents peered cautiously into the thick metal lid. Instantly, their faces were bathed in a sparkling green light.
Roger, it's so bright, I can't see.
It's not just light, Elaine. I can feel it. It's like jelly, cold and slimy.
The hell?
Oh, God.
It's like a blob.
Billy watched in horror as his parents fell crashing to the floor. Green tendrils of light wrapping around them like oozing fingers, peeling off flesh and bone until their bodies fell apart into a sticky red pool.
Mommy! Daddy!
Sparkling green, it hovered for a moment like a cloud over the steam puddle, and then it moved quickly towards him.
No! Get away from me! No! Let go of me! Let go of my legs! Please help me!
Some kids never learn.
You can't get away from terror when Freddy's around.
God, we're only 10 minutes in.
I would love to know if, like, they took holiday breaks where it's like, sorry, kiddies, it's Christmas.
I gotta spend my time with your family. Anyway, pay.
Happy Ramadan.
It's a festival of lights. Wait.
Then stay tuned. Freddy Krueger here, your master of ceremonies for today's pale.
MC Fred D.
Hair razor.
I hope there's a rabbit.
I remember it happened during the war. Late one night in the deep of winter, I was walking alone through the black woods. The moon hung full and yellow over the treetops, yet I was late.
I'm surprised how much of the sound effects are coming through on this, like, old phone recording. So for those who are, like, children or Dave's age.
Hey, now.
Did you ever, I mean, did you, you never hung out at Radio Shack buying weird things, like sound stuff?
No, no
I
no.
did.
Yeah.
So when I would go to Radio Shack, they had this thing that would literally suction cup to the other side of your receiver so you could record calls. And I'm almost certain that's what this person used.
Probably.
Almost positive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the audio quality is surprisingly okay.
It's not bad.
So, oh, man, look at being Dave being hateful over here.
God, I hated being late, especially in those dangerous times. And suddenly a German soldier jumped out from behind me and jammed his bayonet into my arm.
Oh.
I fell backwards, howling in pain. He laughed and raised the rifle to my forehead. Yes, his kind had killed many of my fellow countrymen, calling us gypsies and vagrants, slaughtering us like cattle. Suddenly, a huge beast pounced from out of the dark, ripping at the soldier's throat.
Finally, some Holocaust.
Here we go.
The soldier grabbed vainly at his rifle while the creature bit and tore his muscle and flesh. I could see the blood spurting in tiny red fountains onto the pale moonlit snow. The soldier finally stopped thrashing, his life's breath gurgling out of the jagged gash under his chin. I looked down gratefully at the werewolf, and then at last I saw the hair rising on my arms and legs, the warmth of the moonlight finally changing my body into its natural form, and I began to feed off the fresh meat of the dead soldier.
Oh, God.
God, I hated being late, especially in those dangerous times.
Better late than never!
Yeah, some of these I don't think are actually thought out for the stories.
I think on, I'm wondering honestly if they just recorded his audio and then put the stories with it.
Well, sure.
No, no, I mean, like, he, like, none of his audio had nothing to do with the story.
A few of them did somewhat.
Some of them.
Yes, I want your soul and your heart. Unless you can make it through today's story.
Oh. Challenge accepted.
Oh, geez.
What kind of sicko could do that?
Hell, Ryan, I ain't never seen nothing that disgusting done to a cow before.
These stories are grisly for, like, kids' stories.
Well, you're supposed to call them late at night and then fall asleep so it replays over and over again.
You hit every night since we started moving our cattle across here. Can't figure it.
It's getting too dark to see anything now. I reckon we'd better get back to...
I reckon.
Oh, there, quick. Shine your flashlight over there, Ryan. Jesus, what are those things? They look like some kind of prairie dog.
Prairie dog? They got fangs like a mountain lion. Poor heifer's being ripped to pieces.
Give me the rifle. They sure as hell burrow into the ground like prairie dogs. Did you see them disappear?
Oh, come my on, God. Go. This is great.
Check out those holes, Ryan. They seem to be spread out all across the range, at least as far as my flashlight can carry. Look at this old sign I found.
These are fun.
These are. No, I like these.
This place was a goddamn nuclear test site back in the 50s.
That's GD.
Then you were right, Ryan. It is the land. And them things out there that used to be prairie dogs are now... Tom, the horses. Damn it, Kenny. Darkness, them horses is as good as hay. How are we going to get out of here? Those things are all around. We have to make a run for it. A run for it? Now how in hell are we going to make a run? Oh, my leg! Jesus, Ryan, they're coming out of the ground. They're coming out.
So, you made it to the story, huh? Well, who cares? I'm still gonna come for you tonight.
What?
Pause that for a second.
No.
So what I'm picking up on these is that, I mean, they're all like super short and sweet with like minimal,
aww, they are sweet,
minimal action, but aww, that has, I mean, a lot of action in minimal minutes, but Freddy is just, is hamming it up as he does so well. But like I said, like a lot of his dialogue has nothing to do with the story.
Well, I mean, why should it, David?
I just imagine Robert in a booth with like a cup of tea and be like, all right, how many more of these we got?
Okay, I can do a few more.
But like, I feel like if Bob Shea really wanted to like master the money on this phone line, he's like, all right, we'll call this week and Robert's reading Great Gatsby. You have to listen to the whole story, though.
If you don't listen to the whole thing, it doesn't work. What does that mean? It doesn't work. What?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Well, Freddie's reading War and Peace.
Oh my God. Okay, I would pay very good money.
This week, green eggs and ham.
Ah, what?
Do you like that he says what?
What?
Ah, what? Ah, pardon?
But yeah, I would love to know where the originally, where they got the original stories from, like the recordings.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't think they did them. I think they just had access to them.
What do you mean you don't think they did them? Are you trying to say that they like cheaped out or something? Because that's kind of mean. That's kind of mean-spirited.
We're getting lazy this week. It's just dirty limericks.
There once was a man from Nantucket. <All right>.
Jesus.
Freddy's back. And I'm so glad you called, because now I know where you live. And if you don't make it to today's story, I'll find you, and I'll split you in two.
Cold, dark night. Two figures.
I'm gonna start sickening you.
What?
Come on, Denise. Don't dawdle.
But I'm cold.
Don't dawdle.
And I don't like being out here at night.
Now listen here. I've gone through enough trouble to get my hands on Alicia's money. I had to marry her for one thing, even though I loved you. Then disguising myself as a burglar, breaking into my own house, and chasing Alicia out here onto the moors where I knew her weak heart would give out. All of this I did for us. But now I look like a fool, Denise. Possibly even a suspect, because the police can't find her body.
But Henry, you said you saw her fall.
Yes, it was somewhere right around here. Maybe she had enough strength left to crawl a little ways before she died. We must find her body, or I may never see her money. You do want to marry a rich man, don't you?
Yes, Henry.
If I were a rich man, Freddy, 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 Freddy.
But Henry, what if we don't find her body?
Then we must find some jewelry, or at least a piece of clothing, something to... Where are you?
I think they found him.
Good job!
Denise, is that you?
Dear Lord, Alicia!
Yes, Henry, what are you doing here?
I wanted to find your body.
Then let me help you, darling.
No, get back! Get... Oh, no, the book! I've been sucked down! Help me, Alicia!
He's dying in the bog!
Yes, yes,
I
he
love
is.
This!
Yes, he is!
This is... This is some EC Comics stuff right
yeah, no,
here.
Yeah, this is 100%.
Goodbye, Henry. No, Alicia, come back. Help me, someone. Help.
Ah! I love happy endings. I'll be back tomorrow or I'll catch you and your little dog, too.
So now he's referencing Wizard of Oz.
Well, of course he is.
It's Freddy Krueger on your phone. Hello, my old friends. I'm glad to see you're still with me.
I love that Freddy Krueger has such a fandom
yeah.
that somebody recorded
all of these.
All of these. And then 7 years ago, published them.
I want to know how long that hotline was up for, though, because I'm wondering how many stories actually they had, if they started repeating them or whatnot.
Yeah, that I don't know. You're the guy who finds people. Why don't you find out who worked on this?
Who worked on Freddy's hotline?
Yeah, come on.
There we go. I'm sure I could.
Dave, come on. Get to work.
Killer of a story for you.
Ooh.
Dead on. Well, there's no sign of that deer anywhere. Uh-oh. It's like it just vanished into the pond.
Woman.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Where we are. Oh, Jesus. Now calm down, Sam. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that we're here.
A coinky ding.
It was a year ago to this day that it happened, and we swore we'd never come near this place again. Poor Charlie. Now, Sam, we both know it.
Poor Charlie.
I guess so, Ed, but I've been feeling awfully funny about this lately. Maybe we should have told the police.
Want to get locked up for manslaughter? Not to mention losing our hunting licenses for the rest of our lives. Listen, you wouldn't have helped me bury him in the weeds if you hadn't thought it was an accident, Sam. Hey, he was my best friend, too. But how were we supposed to know it was Charlie rustling around in the bushes and not that deer we've been chasing? He was a good hunting buddy, and I'm sure Charlie wouldn't want us to lose our licenses over an honest mistake.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, no, he's a good guy.
Let's just get the hell out of here. Hey, what the? I can't move.
Neither can I, Ed. It's like something in the mud's grabbed a hold of me.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Look. Rising out of the weeds. It's Charlie. Oh, no. Charlie's away. Oh, Charlie, please stay away. Jesus, Ed. His whole body's crawling with worms.
So lonely.
So lonely. No!
I swing that way now.
Ah, gay joke.
Great job, Dave.
Only 12 more chopping days left until Halloween. And Freddy's got some special plans.
I wonder if this only ran during Halloween.
That's what I'm wondering now, yeah.
If you have not heard this entire message, please hold on. It will repeat.
That's not Freddy.
Yeah.
Wow. Get ready. Here comes a real slice of life story.
Slice.
Late one night at the home of Alex and Kate Wilkinson.
I'm coming. Oh, Jim. I wasn't expecting you this late. Please, come on.
Kate, I've got something important to tell you about Alex.
He's all right, isn't he, Jim? Please, tell me he's all right.
Now,
oh,
don't
he's
worry,
not.
Kate. Things are going to work out fine.
No,
you know,
they're not.
Alex is a national hero. The first human to actually pilot a spaceship through the tail of a comet. The data he retrieved will keep...
Man, we're straight up sci-fi now, baby.
Then why is he still in the hospital?
Well, Kate,
oh, we know comet messing always goes right.
Well, yes, yes.
The inside of Alex's ship, and the side effects were more severe than we thought.
But, Jim, you said everything's going to work out fine.
Oh, yeah. No.
Everything's
going to
be okay.
But I don't understand. If Alex is... Ow! Jim!
Ow!
My arm! You're hurting me!
Shut up.
Kate, it's Alex.
Alex? But how could...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God!
Kate stared in horror as hundreds of tiny tentacles burst out of Jim's body.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, this is getting sexy.
...a hideous green face that had once been her husband.
Alex! It can't be!
Yes, Kate. It's me.
Oh,
but
man.
Jim! She's in here, Kate, with me. Oh, how I missed you, Kate. And now that I found you, I want you to join us in here. Together we can seek our relatives out there.
That's creepy.
Aw, it's romantic. Yeah, that's cute.
She tried desperately to free herself, but hundreds of tentacles coiled tightly around her, pulling her slowly towards his ever-widening mouth.
That's why you don't mess with comets.
Alex, please! If you still love me, please, don't!
All Halloween is only 11 days away.
Ooh.
And Freddy's got special plans.
This makes so much more sense now.
It would be weird if it was like year-round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you missed any of this message, it will repeat.
Happy Arbor Day!
That's very,
there are only 11 days until Guy Fawkes Day. Be Catholic.
You've been getting your sleep. Oh, you have.
The Easter story is just Last Supper.
What do you, yeah, he just tells the story of the Passion of the Christ. And he's like, what do you think, kiddies? Seems like we nailed that story.
Oh, God.
Ah!
Shortcut was a good idea, Dave. I don't see the highway anywhere.
Oh, God, there's a Dave character.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Rip. Bruce, all of Iowa was like being in the middle of a farm.
farm.
Bruce is right, honey. I don't think this road goes through to the freeway. You saw that sign of that trespassing.
Who cares? This place is so spread out.
Yeah, who cares?
Give a damn if one car. Oh, hell.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell.
Now we got to turn around anyway.
Don't sweat it, Dave. It's only a couple of miles back to the road. Holy cow, look up ahead. There's somebody standing in the road.
Boy, they sure growing big around here. He looks like a jolly green giant.
He's sure growing big around here.
He wants to talk to us.
Look at that big old Bubba.
Hey, you kids.
I heard a chainsaw.
This is private property. Now, you get out of that car. I'm going to put you to work feeding the pigs to make up for your trespassing. Don't make me get you out the hard way.
That is not a thing.
That's not how that works.
What are you doing? Don't run him down.
Don't worry. I'm just going to nudge the dumb ox out of the way.
Jesus, he's lifting up the car. Oh, God, hang on.
I'm just going to nudge the dumb ox out of the way.
Are you two all right?
I think so.
Damn it, I can't move. Oh, my God, David, he's got a pitchfork.
Oh, no.
I warned you. Now I'm going to have to get you out the hard way.
Oh,
no,
God.
Please don't. Oh, David. Oh, my God, he pulled Bruce out of the car like a bale of hay.
Now it's your turn.
Remember, kids, don't fork around on private property.
Just don't have no respect for private property, Dave.
That's true.
The magic number is now 10. Only 10 more days until Freddy's special Halloween treat.
Yep.
I wonder if...
Oh, man.
Hold on. We're 20 minutes in out of 44.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Halloween one's going to be like really long.
That's
or something.
What I'm wondering.
Or told by Freddy.
Yeah.
This is based on nothing.
No,
it's probably
but I mean
not,
that could be it.
But
the concept of it being a hotline before Halloween, that totally makes more sense.
Oh, it totally does. Freddy's countdown to Halloween.
Yeah.
It will repeat.
That turned into like
repeat.
It turned into like Yoda. A cut above the rest.
Big 101 FM. This is Fred Dixon coming at you in stereo.
Love a radio.
Witching hour. And happy Halloween to all you children of the night out there. I'm going to take some more phone calls now, so let's find out where all the hot parties are.
Ooh, a phone call and a phone call. This is phone callception.
Yep. It's just Norman Bates.
Call, so
I want to kill someone tonight.
Out? Is this
Limp
Dixon?
You got him,
honey.
Is this
Limp
Dixon?
Now, where's the party? Listen, you got to warn people. Something came out of the sky tonight.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay.
Scaly monsters with glowing red eyes came out. And if they
how did you know?
Listen, honey, I've been hearing this story over the phones all night, and I don't appreciate these prank calls. I know it's
and I don't appreciate that you set the whole town on fire in order to get somebody to believe you.
Save it for Orson Welles, honey. Now get off this line before I...
Oh, my God. No. Stay back, please. No, don't.
Hey, honey, are you still there? Hello? Billy, are you all right? Billy? What's going on in there? Excuse me, folks. It appears we're having a little technical difficulty.
I'll say.
Oh, my God! It's true! They're in here! Horrible creatures! Hideous, scaly eyes like fire! Oh, like they're on the ground! No! Get back! No, don't touch me! No!
This is so fun.
It really is.
Especially when it's free.
Yeah, that too.
Freddy's home. Oh, you again. Well, Freddy's always in the mood for company. Especially splayed and roasted for a late night snack.
And especially those that pay.
Closer children. Has a tale to tell.
Hey, Frank, bring that lantern over here. I found another junction box ripped out of the wall. I'm coming.
Yeah, give me that lantern.
The third room we found tonight. You know, the supervisor told me there must be something about this part of the sewer that attracts vandals. He says that every year on Halloween he gets hundreds of complaints from the folks in this neighborhood about goblins in the sewer. That's probably just a bunch of kids.
Goblins in the sewers. Yeah. Okay.
Toilet paper on trees and like that.
Yeah, but pulling out junction boxes is another thing.
That's like a chud activity.
You shouldn't play in the sewer. It's dangerous down here.
It sure is. In fact, hey, Frank, did you see that? Someone just ran across the tunnel up ahead. Let's go get him.
Let's go get him.
Oh, God. It's probably the sewer king.
Oh, God.
He's got to beat him at chess.
Part of the old system. It's been shut down for years. All right, kid, you're coming with us. Shine your flashlight on him, Frank.
Yikes! What a creepy costume that kid's got. You know, the neighborhood seems to be goblins down there. Look at those fangs on that man.
Take it off him, Frank, and we'll bring him up to the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, little fella. Let's get that mask off so we can see. Ah, Jack! He bit off my finger. I don't think that's a mask he's wearing.
Frank, look, there's hundreds of
them. Oh, God, it's like that Tales from Halloween story. The Ransom one.
Quick, Frank, make a run for it. Ah, Jack, help! They're nibbling at my knees.
Hold on, Frank, they're all over me, too.
Oh, don't get all over me, help!
Just around the corner.
I love how you hear like all of this murder, like, ah, yeah. And then you hear the doo, yeah. And you know Freddy's about to interrupt, you're like, well, they're fucked.
See you there.
See you there. Buenos dias. Soy Freddy Krueger. Dia de los Muertos. Aquí.
Detectives McCullough and Loomis walked into a secluded ward inside the city hospital. On the bed in front of them lay the bullet-riddled body of a middle-aged businessman named Charles Douglas. What a bizarre case, Loomis. A successful guy
Loomis.
Like this with no
pen. What a bizarre case, Loomis.
He's wasting none left and right. And he's still breathing after taking 13 slugs in the chest. We're lucky to catch
13 times! 13 times!
How'd you get in here? McCullough, you gotta listen to me. Listen, I'm sick of your crazy stories, Burke. Aliens taking over people's bodies to commit murder. You
would
do anything for a headline. No, McCullough, this is the truth. I've been on this story for months. There were others before Douglas. I've seen it happen. When this man dies, the creature will have to leave his body to find another. That's when it'll
So it's like the hidden.
Yeah, it's like the hidden. Or Jason Goes to Hell.
Jason Goes to Hell.
Which is like the hidden.
This creature lives the murder. We gotta kill it now before it finds a new home.
Get him out of here, aliens. Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Well, like you are dead now,
but hey, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
The cost of a trial. Cullen turned to leave. Suddenly, something heavy struck the back of his head.
Oh, no.
Him sprawling to the floor. Barely conscious, McCullen stared up in horror as the corpse of Charles Douglas leaned over him, bringing its chalk-white face close to his.
Can't trust those corpses.
You can't, man.
Creature pulling itself out of the corpse's mouth.
In the good old days, you could trust a corpse.
Oh, my God. All right, that's
well.
Good.
That certainly that's was good. A mouthful. How about those fucking slugs,
you know, <it's> Freddy?
Remember, kiddies, Freddy's got big plans for Halloween, and you're part of it. So call back tomorrow.
Make sure to stick around for the big giveaway.
What if people like tuned in? And it was like, all right, I have punch and two medium pizzas. Enjoy!
Oh my God. He's just like reading stories from the Scary Stories books. He's just doing the one like the don't laugh when a hearse goes by.
Oh God. I wish.
Dire message. Please hold on. It will repeat.
Good to know.
It's Freddy time once again.
It's Freddy time once again.
That's right. Freddy's gonna have a Halloween party.
No one under 11 admitted.
Yes, all of you, my children. And I expect to see you there on Halloween for that time.
You know, he probably needed the phone line for all the alimony for the children.
Oh, for all the ones he had in that one episode. Which episode was that? Missing Persons?
No, that was...
Which was the one where it turned out that...
The adoption one.
He had a bunch of... Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think
Are you sure that wasn't Missing Persons?
No, because Missing Persons, you had the kids, of course, and then you had the gangster storyline.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the adopted one was the one with... The guy's old, and his son is giving him shit. Because remember, the son was the character in that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember what that story was called.
Yeah, you suck.
Drop you off at my door.
he's gonna kill you when you come over.
Much fun together. We'll play some of Freddy's favorite Halloween games. What kind of games? We'll just keep calling for the next few days, and I'll tell you all about them. And remember, on Halloween, if you're very lucky, you might even get to talk to me. For real.
Oh.
Wow.
And Chris Hansen might be next to him. I brought these Mike's Hard Lemonades.
Every day to my little stories, huh? You haven't? Well, don't just sit there by yourself eating your heart out. Let Freddy help you. I'll come into your room tonight and I'll...
What was that?
Maybe next time you'll learn to listen when Freddy calls.
Speak to Freddy live. For details, call 900-660-FEAR. $1.50 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
If you have missed any of this...
So you need to call another hotline to get information.
Yep.
Freddy Krueger's back, and I'm stronger than before.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon, a radio DJ from New York City. Saturday is Halloween. My friend Freddy's favorite day. It's a day to scare your best friends, but Freddy's got other plans. He wants to speak to you live on the telephone.
Happy Halloween, foolish mortals. Freddy Krueger has a special treat for you today.
That's Holy Robert.
Yeah. It's just not as affected.
Yeah.
Selected at random. You'll talk to me live. I mean, while you're awake. And save.
God.
So it's a different
660
on Halloween, and you might be one of the lucky or unlucky people to speak live to that nightmare on Elm Street himself, Freddy Krueger. When you call 900-660
to that nightmare on Elm Street
himself.
Okay, so I do a lot of radio, like I do a lot of voiceovers, a lot of podcasts, and I'm gonna give you a like this is how that goes, okay? Let's pretend this poster for Scream 5 is a piece of paper.
All right, fair.
That's right, Robert Englund, or that's right, Freddy Krueger, that Nightmare on Elm Street himself, is here to blah, blah, blah. That's how those happen.
Yeah.
When you're a pro, you just read it and you don't stutter at all, but your eyebrows are just like, well, that's not language.
You just Ron Burgundy it. You read whatever's on the prompter.
That Freddy Krueger, that Nightmare on Elm Street? Who put the question mark on the copy?
He reads everything.
F-R-E-D this Saturday, you might just find yourself on the line with the real live. That's right, the live Freddy Krueger.
I like how, I'm sure it's Robert Englund.
Oh, yeah.
But I like that they never say Robert Englund. They keep it
Freddy.
They keep it Freddy.
I spoke with Freddy certificate and button. So don't forget, Freddy live.
I want an I spoke with Freddy certificate.
And you'll never have it. You weren't even alive when this was on.
$14.95 in check or money order to Freddy Fan Club. Box 528, Gracie Station, New York, New York.
There was a Freddy Fan Club. I want in.
Yep.
I want in. We should start a Freddy Fan Club.
Nightmares Fan Club.
It will repeat.
Freddy's here.
Oh.
And it's one day closer to my favorite holiday.
So what, we're 8 days?
It's one more day closer to my favorite holiday, Flag Day.
Monsters and hideous deformed demons and ghastly creatures of the dark take the night.
They're getting progressively scarier.
Yeah.
That's what Halloween's all about. All Hallows Eve.
It's been like 4 minutes we haven't had a story.
Well, there have been a couple of different calls.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry, are you not entertained, David? Is this not good enough for you?
Oh, no, this is great. This is fantastic.
Okay.
Grow up, suckers!
Ooh, I'm so stupid, I call a hotline to hear my favorite horror guy say stuff.
He just hates you?
I want a world where there was more hotlines, but like it was like, call for Freddy's motivational quotes for the day.
Hey, bitch, you're good enough for whatever you want, that job, that promotion, getting that girl to go on a date to Benihana with you, all of that is within your reach. Just send me $21.95 $0.25.
Freddy reads your horoscope.
Taurus, today you'll die in your dreams.
Freddy markets stock tips.
Consolidated beef is a sure thing. This is not financial advice.
Halloween, you know why? Well, just imagine walking into the middle of a huge herd of deer on the first day of hunting season.
Oh, God.
And you're the only hunter, huh?
What?
Do the deer have rifles?
And you're all mine. That's why I love Halloween. Now, don't forget, you're all invited to my party. Just pick up the phone on Halloween, call my number, and you'll be there. And you might even get to talk to me.
Ooh.
For real. Can you dig it, huh? Can you?
Can you dig it, sucker?
The party's gonna be at my house, and we're gonna play all my favorite games. Like, pin the children on the wall, or bobbing for brains. You're real lucky.
That wasn't the first pin I thought he was going to throw.
No.
So don't fall asleep,
because
Freddy Krueger's coming for you.
And he loves to prank. You've got your hand in cold water.
Those aren't brains. It's spaghetti I overcooked.
Whoever falls asleep with their shoes on gets shaving cream.
Hey, whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Oh, God, he's going to kill me in my dreams and I'll die for real. No, they'll just draw a penis on your face. Oh, shit. Imagine Freddy just has the lamest party ever.
Yeah.
Try the lady fingers. They're pretty good.
Are they made of, like, ladies' fingers?
No.
We're going to watch a horror movie. It's Wizard of Oz.
Those flying monkeys are scary.
Speak to Freddy live. For details, call 900-660-FEAR. $1.50 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
If you have missed any of this message, it will repeat. Freddy's back, and he's better than ever. Hello, my children. Halloween will soon be here, and I can't wait. What's that? You can't either? Well, then, let's get ourselves in the mood with a little story from... Hey, you! Where do you think you're going?
No! Please!
You was gonna get away from me, huh?
I just murdered that woman!
No one gets away from Freddy Krueger. Now, remember, kiddies, you're all invited to my party on Halloween.
Oh, I need the address.
Yeah, there's no address.
Call my number, and you'll be there. And maybe you'll get to talk to me for real. And then again, maybe you won't. Maybe you won't even make it through tonight.
Oh!
You've called.
That's a threat.
I know where you live, and I'll be coming for you.
He knows where you sleep, too.
See, this is what I was kind of thinking it would be.
I figured it was going to be this, yeah.
And then you creep up. Quietly, you go inside. Suddenly, the door slams behind you. And now you're falling, falling, end over end, deeper and deeper into the darkest pit. And suddenly, you're flat on your back in Freddy's playroom. Are you ready to play?
We've seen his playroom. It's not a playroom.
No. Was that Freddy getting an erection?
I don't know what that was.
No, he shot an arrow, yeah. Apparently.
That's Fido.
Until tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Speak to Freddy live. For details, call 900-660-FEAR. $1.50 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
If you have missed any of this message, it will repeat.
Call me now for your free tarot reading.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
I knew you'd call me today because I know you want to spend Halloween with the original party animal, Freddy Krueger.
Oh, I thought it was Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah, you've come at the right time. My Halloween party's in full swing. Go ahead, step inside. Everyone's having a hell.
In full swing. Everybody's putting their house keys in a bowl.
Oh, God. It's a Freddy Key party.
Ah, ha, ha. They're children's keys.
I don't think the ice storm to come out yet, so we can't even make an ice storm joke. Damn. Get the kite
you
special call,
back
yeah.
And again. Yep. I hope to get funny.
Yep.
Well, there's still 8 minutes left.
Oh, here we go.
You've got the body.
I've got the brains.
Got the brains.
There it is.
Yeah.
But you gotta prove yourself if you want to join forces with Freddy. It'll be my kind of people. Because if you're the type who checks up to your bed before going to sleep, if you shiver under the covers when the lights are out.
If you shiver, I thought you said, if you shit under the covers.
You shit under the covers.
I smell dookie.
For all you little trick-or-treaters out there in your little costumes and masks and makeup, think nothing to fear as you go door-to-door begging for candy. Watch out!
I feel like the kids would know Freddy's house.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be waiting for you. 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. If you have missed any of this message,
it's gonna repeat, because you're a loser. You have no friends!
Yeah, what? The carnival's back in town. We're going to the sideshow, my favorite part. You know, they say you can't get much from a snow. Well, show you how.
Luther walked across the fairground. Nothing caught his eye.
Story.
He spotted a long black tent with an old wooden sign.
Dr. Carey and Carnival of Terror. See a collection of horrors from around the world and beyond.
Sounds good to me. In the darkness, he saw a man beheaded, a bloody Iron Maiden, a woman boiling in oil.
A wax museum. Big deal.
Surrounded by a...
They didn't even bread her before they put her in the oil.
He read the sign beside him.
Warning, do not touch the deadly blood rock. This seemingly harmless creature thrives on human blood.
Okay. I'm gonna fuck it.
I'm Dr. Carrion. I see you're displeased.
This whole show's a fake, guy, and so are you. And this stupid rock, you expect me to believe it's alive?
Then pick it up, my...
I hate this rock.
I will. Blood rock, huh? There.
Blood rock,
hey,
huh?
Get it off!
If only someone had told them not to touch the blood rock!
Too late now, boyo.
There, darling.
Yeah, up, folks! I guess it's a sucker born every day.
I love Freddy.
But don't you be one of them. Call me back tomorrow. Dream.
It must have went past Halloween.
Yeah, it had to have.
Kids, don't forget when you call tomorrow, you can be randomly selected to talk to one of our live operators and become eligible for your chance to win a trip to Six Flags in Houston. Or go for a ride with Freddy Krueger.
Go for a ride with Freddy Krueger?
If you didn't hear this entire message, hold on. It'll repeat.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to Fool Land. Ready to play my interactive brain game? Listen up, lunch meat. You gotta be good to be
Listen up, lunch meat.
Good and fast. I don't take any prisoners. If you already know the rules, press 1 now on your touchtone phone to get into the meat of it all.
I did not expect this.
No.
If you don't know the rules, stay on the line for one of my little piggies. We'll give you all of that on how to play. If you don't have a touchtone phone, you're already history. Too bad, so sad.
Sorry, poor kids. Nice rotary phone, poverty boy.
Hey, welcome to the Freddy Krueger Trivia Game, where we give away $250 every day to the player having the highest daily score. No individual caller can
win
more than
twice. One of our listeners won this. Remember?
Freddy will challenge
they told
you
us.
A series of questions related to his movies.
Was it a... By responding I thought it was just you wrote in. Telephone,
somebody commented it, that they got the trivia right.
After the game, you will hear a message telling you if you have the daily high score. You have 5 seconds to respond to questions from level 1 and 2.
Okay, we got to see if we can win this.
You have 10 seconds to respond to questions from levels 3 through 5 and Final Freddy.
There's Final Freddy.
Of 5 calls per day per household.
Aww.
For complete rules and regulations, write to Freddy. Care of 900 USA.
Wait, to get the rules, write to Freddy?
7012. FDR Station, New York, New York, 10022. Void where prohibited.
Using the keypad on your touchtone telephone, please enter your home telephone number with area code first. Enter these numbers carefully.
Aww.
Happy Halloween, foolish mortals. Freddy Krueger has a special treat.
Oh, man.
Challenge Freddy. Win up to $10,000. Even a chance to appear in the next Nightmare on Elm Street film.
Oh,
test your
cool.
So this is a commercial for another 1-900-FREDDY thing.
Air knowledge. Dial 1-900-860-4-FRED. See if you survive Freddy's boiler room. Dial
Omaha, Nebraska.
That's called the Halloween promotion in Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah.
Yeah, but you better look sharp. Freddy doesn't take any prisoners.
Yeah, for complete rules, write to Freddy.
$2 the first minute, $1 each additional minute. Callers under 18, get your parents' permission before you...
Jimmy! Will you stop wasting your time watching that garbage? You should be doing your homework.
These are really weird commercials.
I got something you can really sink your teeth into.
Freddy just pulled that man into the television.
Yes, he did.
You're brave enough to face Freddy? Well, now you can put your nightmare knowledge.
And now it's the Houdini song.
Or a chance to be in a Nightmare on Elm Street
6. Wow, it didn't. They didn't even have the name Freddy's Dead yet.
0-4 Fred, and you can challenge Freddy Krueger.
I wonder if anybody actually won.
If they did, they definitely didn't get the. Yeah.
That's not Freddy.
Lunch meat, you can win $1,000 a day or a grand.
Yeah, that
prize
looks like an imposter, Freddy.
$1,000. One lucky little piggy gets an all expense paid trip to appear in.
Or it's bad makeup.
That could be it, too.
I mean, it's not like by the time Freddy 6 came along, the makeup was good. Okay, so I don't know why I thought there would be some kind of culmination.
Yeah.
There was not.
There was
and
not.
I think that's obvious that there wasn't. So I think we're going to call it a day. I hope everybody enjoyed this experience. We did something very... This was different. And I want to ask you, if you're listening to this or watching over on Patreon, do you guys want us to do more deep dives into odds and ends of the Freddy fandom.
I mean, we've already discussed that we would probably do Freddy's Greatest Hits, of course.
I think we should definitely listen to Freddy's, not in its entirety, but in clips.
Bits and pieces.
I've been a huge fan of Freddy's Greatest Hits for a long time.
Yeah, and I mean, and we've got, I've got a book of Freddy stories that are written by different authors that I'm curious about if there's anything good in there. I mean, we've got there's a lot of Freddy content out there
there's
we haven't even
surprising
tipped the scale
amount,
on.
Yeah. So let us know if that's what you dig, but now I think it's about time we get out of here. Unfortunately, there's no visit from Freddy tonight because thank goodness he's on a well-earned vacation. And by well-earned, I mean for us.
He's manning that hotline
Oh, he's to this day,
calls.
He's waiting for that one call that he's always wanted. So anyway, my friends. Thank you for listening to Welcome to Prime Time, a Freddy's Nightmares podcast. If you enjoyed the show, send us an email at freddysnightmarespod@gmail.com. If you want to support us on Patreon and watch exclusive video episodes, just go to freddysnightmares.com and click on Patreon. We appreciate all of your support,
yes.
And we look forward to being back with you. Next week, we'll be heading right back to Springwood.
You know it.
So until next time, you all be well, and we'll talk at you later.